apparently yesterday was the top dumping day of the year. New survey suggests electronic dumping is on the rise. Many more people now dumping people via text and internet. Is it all right to ditch someone you love, your partner, someone you've been out with on a text? Before we discuss this, let's hear what people on the streets of Belfast had to say about this. Our reporter Nicola Weir went out to find out.
Someone over social media, like over text.
I put it, how did you break the news?
Well, I was very young at the time, so I didn't know how else to do it. They just said that I would rather be friends.
And what was the reaction?
Okay.
Have you ever seen this person again?
No. So it was easy enough. It was an easy transition.
No, I've never been dumped by social media, and if I was, I'd be extremely upset. I think you should do it face-to-face, or even over the phone. A phone call would be nicer than via social media, definitely.
Yeah. That's you well told off.
Yeah, my box.
Do you think you'll still be friends after this?
Better be.
Love stinks. Love stinks.
Have you ever dumped anybody by social media, or has anybody done it to you?
No, it should have shows a lack of respect for them. Like, they deserve to have a proper explanation face to face.
Do you not think that some people maybe just don't like confrontation?
Yeah, probably, but I don't think that's a good enough reason. It would feel worse, I think. You feel you need to confront the person.
You need to talk to them.
You need to like talk to them and get to the bottom of it anyway. You have to meet up and sort it out.
I'd be mad because they didn't say it to my face. So, yeah.
Would you hunt them down?
Yeah, probably.
It's just at that time he was really clingy, and when I told him he needs to stop, he wouldn't. So I just thought, when we were having a conversation online, I thought, right, I'll just do it now. And then we became friends after, so it was fine.
Love stinks.
Bebo. I got dumped in Bebo when I was about 12, if that counts.
And how did they dump you?
I can't remember. I don't know. I just know it was heartbreaking. I cried. Would you dump someone on Facebook for 6 weeks?
I think my husband would be very upset if I did that.
Would you dump your husband over Facebook? Would you divorce him on Facebook? Like, they might bring that in.
It depends what he's done. Stop interviewing me.
Like, it's not nice. It's like you can't even make the effort to see them. Do you know who to break up with them?
But maybe they're just really annoying and
they just don't take no for an answer. Why would you be going out with them if they were really annoying?
My last boyfriend dumped me by text.
What did he say?
He wasn't working out, but like, he still wanted to be friends.
I would never do that by text. It's just something that you do face to face completely.
But then again, some people may be kind of afraid and have any kind of reaction or argument.
Maybe, but it's just out of respect that you do it face to face.
And as you said to other people, does it matter how long? Let's say you've only been seeing somebody for about 4 weeks. Could you dump them by media then?
No way. No way. Because, like, if you like them enough to go out with them, then, you know, at least have the decency to meet up with them and tell them.
Nicola Weir out and about there. The etiquette expert, William Hanson's with us this morning. Morning, William.
Good morning, Stephen.
And the commentator, Ant Miller. Is it all right to dump someone on a text, Ant?
Good morning. Did you get my text, by the way, Stephen?
Is it all right to do that?
Do you know, yes, I'm going to say it is, I'm afraid. I'm a bit of a coward. I'm happy to admit it. But I think that the last segment there is actually spot on. It's a length of time. Normally for me, I don't let relationships get past about 2 weeks anyway, because that's just all very long term. So, yes, a little text to say, listen, it's been great, but I'm not that into you.
It's a complete cop-out, isn't it? It's ridiculous.
Absolutely.
Well, no, yeah. But you're defending it. You're saying it can happen.
No, but it is. But I'm being honest that it's absolutely, you know, it's a cop-out, but I'd absolutely do it. Not a problem, and have done as well.
It is so disingenuous. It's so disrespectful to someone that you've been out with, Anne. Surely to goodness.
Like I said, I think it's all about time scales. For me, you know, if you're married to somebody, you can't dump them by text. But, you know, sending a little text to say, I'm not that into you, this isn't going anywhere, I set you free, I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
Oh, that is so awful that you even think that is acceptable. It is so disingenuous and cowardly, which, okay, at least you admit that, and you see that. If you have been going out with someone, whether it's for 5 minutes or 5 years, you hopefully will have some sort of connection to their feelings, and then rather brutally sending them a trivial text message or a Facebook message or whatever it happens to be to end it says quite a lot about the person sending it.
No, I agree wholeheartedly with you. It says loads about me, and I take that on. But, you know, the other thing as well, which I've got to say, if somebody was dumping me after dating them for a few weeks, I would rather not be in a room with them. I would rather didn't see my sad face. I'd rather have the privacy to read the text, call them whatever names I wanted to call them, and move on.
But I think if when you look back on your life, or they look back on their lives, at least they will think that the person that dumped them, so to speak, had the courage and was adult about it to deal with it face to face, rather like a school child in the playground sending a little sort of surreptitious text because they can't be bothered or are a bit scared of it. I'd much rather respect texts if they did it by.
I don't think it's like surreptitiousness. I mean, I think how you write the text and what you put in can be very lovely, and you can say, you know, I'm writing you the text because I want to give you the honour if you've been able to deal with it privately, and I'm here if you want to speak to me. And you know, it's only been a few weeks, so there's no, you know, me wasting your time any further. You're a nice person, and I wouldn't want you to not have other opportunities. So
If you're scared of doing it, then do it on the phone or maybe on Skype. So there is something slightly more personal, but even that's pretty base.
I disagree. I think it's one of those ones definitely we could probably go toe-to-toe about all day. I disagree. I think it's great. And definitely, if anybody's listening, because, you know, I have got hopefully a few dates for Saturday lined up, if they're listening and don't want me, a text, I'd much prefer a text than a big conversation about how it's not me, it's them, and all that malarkey. I'd much rather have the text, thanks.
Why do you object to it so much, William?
Why do I object to it? Because manners are all about other people's feelings, and I would be absolutely livid. And
livid! Livid! You would be livid!
I would be livid.
Livid! What is this word? Is this a new word in the English? Like, livid!
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 L-I-V-I-D.
Livid! Livid! Livid!
I would be distraught then if somebody sent me... Well, I mean, you'd be pretty upset if someone was getting rid of you, but even more so if they're doing it via the cowardly method that is text.
Why do you want to sit with somebody who's just about to reject you and tell you the reasons why they don't find you attractive? Why on earth would you want to be looking at somebody's eyes to take such horrible news? I'd rather be on the sofa with a bottle of gin, calling them all the names under the day and listening to a Whitney Houston CD, reading a text. I'd much prefer that.
Well, you can still do that afterwards. I'm not saying that can't be done, but I would want the respect, and hopefully maybe I pick out people a little better that they won't necessarily do it on text. No one's ever dared.
I don't know. I can't see what the attraction would be with getting a face-to-face elbow. Really, really.
What do the two of you think of this 50 Shades of Grey stuff, by the way? Because I'm just seeing the reaction. I'm seeing the reaction we're getting in here in the text. Here's someone in Derry, so Glendary, who says, "Hi, Stephen. I'm out driving my taxi today. I'm having to sit in two big cushions after getting my backside slapped by the missus last night. She's been reading that 50 Shades of Grey book recently, and now I'm panicking at this film coming out because I really need a band. I can't take any more of this bum slapping by my wife."
I tell you what, Jamie Dornan wouldn't be getting a text.
It all goes on, doesn't it?
Will you be rushing to see 50 Shades of Grey, William?
No, it's not really for me.
Why not?
Well, I don't find sort of quasi-erotic fiction or indeed films particularly interesting.
Really? You don't like pornography?
Not particularly.
I'll not ask you that question, Ant. I think I know the answer.
I have my tickets already booked and all. But listen, William, rather than any text message kind of interest, I think you need a little bit of excitement in your life. It all sounds very organised and very straight lines or whatever.
Ant, that's very kind of you. I've had more than enough excitement today. I've restarched my napkins.
Fantastic. And come on over to mine. I have a bottle of gin here. We'll have a bit of crack.
I'll clear my diary.
Ha 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 ha!